Rav Tisham of Beis Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the Diketon, Omer of Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Kol HaTzanua B'dei Shakise Nitzul Mishloshet Vori. Person who is Tzanuan, he's extra modest in the Beis Shakise, even though nobody else can see, so that's a source to be saved from three things. Min HaNechoshim, Min HaKrovim, Min HaMazikin. It's talking about in the Beis Shakise itself, these things are dangerous. There's snakes and scorpions and also spiritual mazikin. So a person is sanua, that protects him from those dangers in the Beis HaKisim. Yeshomrim af chalomosam yushod nalav. Even has a benefit outside the Beis HaKisim. That he's, his chalomos are, what's it called, are, he won't have bad chalomos. His chalomos will be yushod. Mer says, ahu Beis HaKisim dahavi bitveria. There was a Beis HaKisei in Tveria that even if two people went in the daytime, which normally Mazikim don't have the power to harm people in the daytime, nor to harm two people together, but the Mazikim were so strong in that place that even in the daytime, even two people together would get darn damaged. Rav Ami v'Ravasi have the Aili Bei, Chad v'Chad l'Chudei, v'lo Misaski. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi went in one at a time, and not, they weren't damaged at all. Amri lehu rabbon and lo mistafisu, aren't you afraid of the mazikin? Amri lehu anon kabola gamrinan. Kabola de Beis HaKisei tzniyusa, ushtikusa. We have we were makabal on ourselves that in the Beis HaKisei we would be extra tzonua and keep quiet. Kabola de yisure shtikusa, and the same thing goes with yisurim. Right, there's the Kabbalah of Yisurim is a person should keep quiet, shouldn't have tainus on the Rabbanu Shalom, he shouldn't speak too much about his Yisurim, that he shouldn't come to have tainus on the Rabbanu Shalom. That's a way to use Yisurim properly. Umiboy Rachmi, and also to daven and ask for Rachmin from the Rabbanu Shalom to take away the Yisurim. Abaya Marbi Le'ime. What's it called? Abaya was raised by a nursemaid that raised him. His mother died, and he was raised by another woman. Amr lemeil bahadei lebeis hakisei, uleravya lega, was afraid that Abaya would be hurt in the Beis HaKisei. So she wanted to go together with him there to protect him. Uleravya legadya si'ir b'si'ir michlev. She gave him a pet, what's it called, gidi, a pet goat, and it used to go with him everywhere. Wherever Abaya went, so his goat went with him, and when he was a kid. And that way, the mazik in the Beis HaKisei, right, would si'ir b'si'ir michlef. He would take the and damage the gedi instead of Abaya. Rashi. Min ha'nechoshim min ha'krov min ha'mazikin. Dimitol tzniyoso misnayig b'nachas u'vishtika. Ve'ein ha'nechoshim margishim l'skanos bo. Rashi says it's not just a skula. It's logical. Why a person who's quiet in the Beis HaKisei and his tzanua is safe from snakes? Because since he's quiet and he does things in a very modest way, so the snakes aren't incited against him. He doesn't look threatening to them. The afamazikim chasin alav. And not only that, so that's the same thing for nechoshim and akrovim. And the mazikim also have rachmanis on him because he's such a nice person, they don't want to damage him. Once the mazikim don't want to hurt him, so they won't give him bad dreams either. He explained, at least in a hint, that some dreams come from shadim, from mazikim. So if the shadim like him, they won't give him bad dreams. Kabbalah mesores uminag shekibalnu miravoseinu. We were makabel this hanhaga from our rebbeim, the Beis HaKisei, concerning how one functions the Beis HaKisei, that if you keep quiet and you should keep quiet and what's it called and act sanu, and if you do, then what's it called? We're not afraid of being damaged in the Beis HaKisei. Kabbalah di yisurei, and we have a kabbalah when it comes to yisurim. Shtikusa shlo yivayit biyisurim avoyim alav. You should keep quiet. don't, what's it called, don't react in a way that you show that you don't want these yisurim, that that you not that you don't want them, but you, that you're, you don't accept them from the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? It's called mevayed. You kick them away. Okay, and that's why Aaron HaKohen, it says vayidom Aaron. He was mekabel his yisurim when his children died. Right, b'shtika. That was a tremendous milah. And he got the schosigat that the Rabbanu Shalom gave him the next parsha directly. I always like to say that people, when they have Yisurim, like to think that they have to talk. They have to be the one to question or whatever. But if you realize that the Rabbanu Shalom is talking to you, and you have to keep quiet and listen, then if you're Zoche to listen and hear what the Rabbanu Shalom has to tell you with the Yisurim, then Aaron was Zoche, Mida Keneged Mida, the Rabbanu Shalom continued to speak to him. But if you think that you don't hear what the Rabbanu Shalom has to say, and you want him to hear what you have to say, then you don't, not Zoche to hear him more. Marbile imra, negadelis lo se, umalamdos so shaholechi motamit. So she had, she gave him a pet, what's it called, lamb. And the lamb went with him all the time. Right? Wherever Abaya went, the lamb went with him. Okay. Seir, shade shall besakise, domil seir. The shade of the besakise looks like a seir, like looks like a goat. The shadim are compared to seirim, to goats. Rava mikmeda havi reisha. Rava, before he became Rosh Hashiva, mikarkish ole vas Rav Chizda. So Rava's mother, I guess, no, his wife, was the daughter of Rav Chizda. We had it before. Right, it was Rav Chizda's daughter. She died because of the what's it called, Barhedio was his name, the dream interpreter. So he interpreted his dream to mean that his wife's going to die, and she ended up dying. So that was, she was the daughter of Chizda. So before he became Rosh Hashiva, so she used to go, what's it called, Mekarkish Olei. She would used to make noise when he would go into the Beis HaKiseh to keep away the Shadim. Amguza belikna. She would have a stone in a kli, and she'd shake it like a noisemaker in order to keep away the Shadim while he was in the Beis HaKiseh. Basar de Molach avdalei kavsa. After he became Rosh Hashiva, it was more, even more danger, because the Shadim are miskana even greater with great people. So it wasn't enough just to make noise. That wouldn't keep him away. So she made a little window over his head in the Beis HaKiseh. Umanchale yodareish, and she used to keep her hand on his head while he was in the Beis HaKiseh in order to protect him from Shadim. Rashi. Amguza belikna, no semis egos besafo shonechoshes. So she would make noise outside, and he would be inside, and that way the Shadim would stay away. Omar Ulan, Achore Hageder Nifne Miyad. If you're in a field, and there's a wall, a fence, and you're on the other side of the fence, then you can immediately relieve yourself. But if there's no a barrier, right, you're in open space, so then you have to go away far enough that nobody can hear the noises you make when you go to the bathroom. Isi Barnosan Masnihocha. Isi Barnosan has a different gears in this braisa. Achore Hageder calls Mashi Mesatish Vein Chaver Shomea. If you're on the other side of a fence, then you have to be far enough away just that you can't hear what's going on. Can't hear the noises. Ubedika calls Manshein Chaver Roehu. But if you're in an open space, it's not enough that you just can't hear. You can't even be seen. You have to be far enough away the person can't see. Now, we'll see in a second. Doesn't mean you can't see completely. It means that you can't see the person actually going to the bathroom. You can't see the parts of his body that are uncovered. But you can make him out, so you have to see his that he's there, but you can't see anything specific. Meisve. Yotzim mitesach beis habad, the nifnim lachori hageder, vehein tahorim vehein tahorim. Right? Says that the workers who are working in the beis habad, in a, what's it called, an oil press, so if they leave the thing, we're afraid that somebody tamei will come and the thing is places tamei. So they have to be around to be able to see if other people come there, matamei the beis habad. So they're allowed to go out of the door of the beis habad, if they have to go to the bathroom, and they go behind the fence, and they, what's it called, and they relieve themselves, right? And they're still considered tahor, what's it called, even though they're amei ha'aretz, right? They're still considered within the area of the beis habad, and what's it called, we are machzik them still b'tahara. Okay. Versus b'tahara sekelu. They were makel. Normally, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. You wouldn't be allowed to relieve yourself immediately on the other side of a fence. You'd have to go far enough away that other people shouldn't hear the noises you're making. But Lamaisa, what's it called, by Taharos, since they wanted to be able to be to keep the Beis Habad, the Shem and Tahar, right, so they permitted these workers to go a minimal amount away from the Beis Habad, and not more than that. Okay, Rashi. Achorei hageder, chavsa, bosa de molach, the nasa Rosh Hashiva, after Rava, what's it called, became Rosh Hashiva, tzora shimur tvei, then he needs to be protected more from the mazikim, the bnei mazikim. Shemiskanim hashedim, b'talmidei chacham, yosem mishar b'nei adam. They start up with talmidei chacham and worse than other people. Chavsa, chalon, keneged mokum shu nifnesham, so she made a little window above the place where he would go to the bathroom, Achori Abayis, and she put her hand through the window and put it on his head. Achori Agedon Ithamiyat, ain't sort of Lishrachi Klub. You don't have to go anything away from other people. As long as you're on the other side of the fence, it's fine. Ubibika, but if you're in an open space, Sark Lishrachi, Kadesh Lo Yishma Chaveru Atushim Shomata. Then you have to go far enough away that people don't hear the noises. Aval ain't Sark Lishrachi, Akadesh Lo Yirena, but you don't have to go so far away that people can't see you. Rav Ashi Omar, the Lo Garsin and Ad Kamon, the Moki Lisi Barnosim Bahachi. In that case, what's it called? So Rav Ashi holds no. Not only do you have to go in an open space far enough away that you can't hear that, you have to do even on the other side of the fence. But you have to go far enough away that you can't be seen. Yotzim Pesel Besabad, Mishamre Taharo Shoshem Besabad. Right? The people who are guarding, Mashgichim, the Mashgichim on the Besabad to make sure that it'll be tar. Okay? Just like a mashgiach kashrut, right? So he's there, he has to go to the bathroom. So the people who are mashgiach, that the Beis Habad should remain tahar, if they permit them to, what's it called, to go away too far away, then we're not going to be sure that people who were tamei didn't come, or that the people who were there, who are amaratzim, didn't do things that were matamei themselves and matamei the Beis Habad. So im hutzrichu lifanos, therefore, if they have to go to the bathroom, right, Yotzim mipesach beis habad, they go out of the door of the beis habad, the niftim lachorei hageder shlifnei pesach, and there's a fence around the beis habad, so they go to the other side of the fence, and immediately they relieve themselves. They don't go farther away than that, because if they would, then you couldn't be sure anymore that the beis habad is tor. Dein choshin shem v'soch tach ikonis am ha'aretz v'yiga. We're not afraid that while they're going to the bathroom, some Amharits came and touched the Beis Habad and made a tamei. Alma niftim lachorei hageder miyat. You see that you're allowed to go to the bathroom immediately on the other side of the fence. You don't have to go away far enough on the other side of the fence so people can't hear you. Mar says, b'taras hekelu, b'shvil shmiras taharas hekelu isakise. Hey, machinami, normally you'd have to go far enough away people shouldn't hear. But here, in order to be able to keep the Beis Habad tahar, right, there's no other eight, so they were matir the people to go to the bathroom, even if people could hear them, as long as they were on the other side of the fence. Okay, Toshma, Kama Yirchuku, the Yutahorin, right, how far are they allowed to go away? And everything will still be Tahar, right, the people who are Mashgichim and Taharos, how far can they be away, and still they can be considered a Mashgiach? Kadeshiye Ro'ehu, right, as long as people can still see them. So they're afraid to go and do something. They know they're being watched. Shemar says, Shani Ochle Taharos, Dekilu Burabonin. They're also, right? As long as you can't be seen, you're on the other side of the fence, right? It's okay. But that's only for people who are Ochle Taharos. Same thing. Since they wanted to keep things B'Tahara, So they were makel when it came to going to the bathroom that you shouldn't go, didn't have to go too far away. Rav Ashi Omar, let's see, Rashi, Kidei kama yurchaku shomri taharos, kidei shia ro'ehu, v'kivin de'eno yochel israchik yosher, since he can't go farther away, al korchach, in hutzuch lefanos yitane, t'yufta de'isi de'boi shelo yirenu, right, mashma, from Isi, that what's it called, that in an open place, you have to be far enough away that people can't see you, and here it says Lamaisa that they could see you, and it's okay to go to the bathroom there. Normally you have to be far enough away that you can't be seen, mainly you can't see. But in this case they were makel because they wanted to keep the taharas tar, so let the mashgichim do their job, therefore they let them go to the bathroom even if they could be seen. As long as they couldn't be seen. Okay. As long as they could be seen. Yeah. Okay. Rav Ashi Omer, my kozman she'in chaveru roe, the kamer isi barnosan, kozman she'in chaveru roe es piruo. Al vididei chazilei. No kasha from here. Because it doesn't mean that they have to be so far away that they can't be seen. Then they can't see what's going on either. Right? But it means they could be seen. Just like it says by the Taharas. They go away, as long as they can still be seen, they're still considered mashgichim. But they're far enough away that you can't see, right, the person actually going to the bathroom. You can't see his openings of his body. That's far enough away, you can't see that. But you're not far enough away, they can't see him bechlal. You can see that he's there. But you can't see clearly, right, you can't see the small parts of his body, that's already, you're far enough away, you can't see that. Rashi, aval lidei chazilei, aval hu atzmo es chaveru yochol liros v'lo yarchik. He can see what's going on, they can see him, they just can't see, what's it called, they're not close enough to see specifically where he's going to the bathroom, where he's going from. Okay. Hahu savdana, the nochis kamedra of Nachman, there was a maspid, somebody died, and they had professional savdanim, right, eulogy people. So one of the people who was saying the eulogy said in front of Rav Nachman, Omar hait tzanua bar chosav haile. So one of the things he said about the nifter was that he was tzanua bar chosav. He was, what's it called, very modest. Very modest in how he conducted himself. Omar le Rav Nachman, at ailis bahadele beisakise v'yadati tzanua ilo. How can you say such a thing? Do you know that he was Sanua in the Beis HaKisei? Do you go with him into the Beis HaKisei to see if he was called that he was Sanua? That you could say on this person that he was Sanua? The Tanya in Korin Sanua, Elamisha Sanua, Beis HaKisei. Sanua is only somebody who's Sanua, even the Beis HaKisei. Okay? Rav Nachman, my Nathkele Mine. What's the difference to make, right? So you said something nice about this guy. So he wasn't so tsanua. What difference to make if he knew it 100% or not, right? He said the guy was tsanua. So maybe he wasn't tsanua in the Beis HaKisei. So what difference to make to Rav Nachman if this hespid, right, was accurate or wasn't accurate? Yishum detanya kashem shenifroim min ha-meisim kach nifroim min ha-sabdonim min ha-onim ha-chareyim. Just like if the mace, what's it called, they say nice things about the mace and he never did them. So then they punish the mace for not having done it. It's ma'orer din against the mace. Right? Everybody's saying he did all these great things, and in Shemayim they say we don't have any record of that. Right? So he gets punished for what's it called, for what he didn't do, which is being misorer by the hespid. And also the maspid, because he, what's it called, brought this up and got the other person punished, he's also punished. And people who agree with him and answer amen, right, also get punished. So if Nachman didn't want to listen to this hespid and not say anything, if it wasn't true. Okay, so they had the Marshoi asked, he says, there's a lot of places where Hatznei Aleches, it doesn't mean you're Tzanua in the Beis HaKisei. Right, there are many cases, it says, Ain Tzanua, El Lamisha Tzanua Beis HaKisei. You don't call somebody Tzanua. So there's some things where you could say that the tznius is that he's sanua in the Beis HaKisei. But there's other situations where it says tznius in the Navi, and it obviously doesn't mean you're sanua in the Beis HaKisei, right? as Tsunuim Chachma, whatever. He brings down a few places where in Chazal it's possible to learn that the Tznius that it's talking about is Vesakisei, right? But other places, here, in Kanua, he says, B'loshna Mishnah, that it's Sanua, Ish Lefarish Binyan Zeh, right? But in other cases, Hatznei Alechasim Hashem Alokecha, right? The Tznuim Chachma, it's hard to say that that's talking about being Tznuim Vesakisei, right? So he says, Loshen Chachamim Lechud and Loshen Mikra Lechud. What the Torah speaks about Tznuim, Navi speaks about Tznuim, is one idea. And where, what's it called, where the Chachamim speak about Tznuim, that's what it says, Ein Koren L'Tznuim. When the Chachamim call someone Tznuim, it means he's Tznuim Vesakisei. I don't know exactly what the problem is. I think there's a different pshat over here. The pshat is that Tznius means that you're modest, okay? And you can be modest in many things. That's if you act modestly. But to be called a Tsanua, that you are in essence Tsanua, there you have to be Tsanua even though nobody else is watching. That's the pshat. It's not, doesn't mean you're Tsanua in the Beis HaKisei. It means you're even Tsanua in the Beis HaKisei. You're even Tsanua, nobody's watching. Nobody can see. If you're only Tsanua when people can see, then you're not a Tsanua. You're acting with Tsanias, but you're not a Tsanua. Tsanua means that even if nobody's watching, you're Tsanua. Right? Because otherwise, maybe you're not in essence Tsanua, but you act Tsanua for whatever reason, because you're embarrassing people, whatever. But you can't say the person in essence is a Tsanua. It's similar to when the Rabbanu Shem tests somebody, tests them with little things. Right? To say somebody is a fastidious person, right? He's very, very makbid on being clean. Right? If he falls into the mud, and he takes off his jacket, and he doesn't wear a muddy jacket, you don't know if he's a clean person. You know that in that situation, most people wouldn't want to wear a dirty jacket. But if little stains he takes off, then you know he's a clean person. Then in essence, right? So the little things make the difference. Same thing over here. If you see a person's noheg, but tznius, right, in areas where everybody can see or whatever, so that is, he's doing tsanua things. But that's no proof that he himself, in essence, is tsanua. But if you see these Tsanua, even nobody watches, right, then he's be'essence, in be'etzim Tsanua, then you can call him a Tsanua. Right? So even the places where it says Tsanias doesn't mean necessarily Dafka in the Beis HaKisei. But it means that, what's it called, that you can't call a person a Tsanua, right, Tsanua the Orchosav, unless he, what's it called, unless he was Tsanua in the Beis HaKisei too. That's the pshat here. Okay. Okay, and the halacha l'maisa gavei hesped is that you're not allowed to say something that's not true, but you're allowed to exaggerate. Okay, in other words, if the person gave tzedakah, you can say he was a big bal tzedakah. But if he never gave a penny to tzedakah, you can't say he was a bal tzedakah. Okay, from the Gemara here's mashma a little bit not like that. Because mashma that you couldn't say he was sanua bar chosav, which may have been, because you didn't know that he was sanua le beis hakisei. Okay, but the way we said it is no problem. Because two different things. You can't say a person was in the etzim eight sanua unless you know he was sanua besakise, because maybe he wasn't mechlal sanua as essence. He just acted sanua, right? So that's not an exaggeration. That's a completely different thing, right? The other way they learn that why taka are you allowed to exaggerate? One reason is because you don't know everything about the person, right? So maybe. He would, what's it called, you know that he gave tzedakah. You don't know, maybe privately he gave him more tzedakah. So if you know he had this midah, maybe he had it even more than you know about. That's one pshat. Right? According to that pshat, lechara, if you don't learn like me, right, then it's a problem from this Gemara, that why are you allowed to exaggerate? Maybe the person was sanua, even the Beis HaKisei. But if it's an idea of min, sug, right, it's not just quantity, it's quality. Is he a tsanua or he just acts tsanua? That you can't know, right, if you never saw him in the Beis HaKisei. So it's not an exaggeration, it's a completely different thing, it's a lie. Mashenkin is another reason why they say why you're allowed to exaggerate, and that is that maybe the person never did that because he never had the opportunity. If he had been given the opportunity, he would have done that too. Okay? So then, Lechara, maybe he never, I don't know, maybe I never had the opportunity to be Tsanu in the Beis HaKisei. I don't know, maybe you can assume that if he, that even something that you don't know about Bechlav. So I don't know why that just fits into the Gemara over here. But in any case, according to the way we explained it, it's no kasha from this Gemara. Why it's here is not considered an exaggeration. It's considered a completely different thing. Okay. V'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, la'olam yanig adam es atzmo shachris v'arvis, k'dei sh'le yitzorech l'srachik. A person should accustom himself to going to the bathroom in the morning and in the evening, in order that he shouldn't have to go far away, because you see, you have to go far, the people can't hear you, you can't see you, right? So if you go morning and evening, you won't have to schlep around, what's it called, going to the bathroom. Today, we have bathrooms that are even not with modern facilities. Even where they had outhouses right close to their house, this halacha is not relevant anymore, according to most poskim, right? Because you have what you call easy places to go to the bathroom. Others hold that it's talking about a Talmud Chacham, that he shouldn't be matriach on the people to go out and come back in or whatever, then even if you have a regular bathroom, it should be a problem. But in Pashas, it is, just it's an Eitzah Tova, right? You're going to have to, in the middle of the day, start schlepping out to the fields to go to the bathroom. Better, you should accustom yourself to going to the bathroom in the morning and the evening and not to have to go the rest of the day. V'su, Rava, B'yamama, Havi, Ozo, Ad Mil, Uvalelya, Omerli Lashame, what's it called? Right, and Rava in the daytime used to go and go far away so people couldn't see him into the fields, a meal away. And at night he would say to his shamas, Ponli Dukta Berchova de Masa, right, find me an empty spot off the road in the city, and I would go there. The Chain Omerle Rabzera Lashame, Rabzera said the same thing to his shamas. Right, go and see if there's anybody around. I have to, what's it called, go to the bathroom, even in the middle of the city. You don't have to go far away. In the night, nobody sees you. You can go to the bathroom even inside the city as long as you find a secluded spot. So, lo tema bimakom, ela ema kederach shenifne bayom. But it's mashma from here that a person, what's it called, oh, wait, I think we skipped something here. We skipped a little bit, but let's go back. Tanur Rabbanu, we skipped from the start. Hey, Zehu Tzanua, Zeh HaNifna B'Layla B'Mokom SheNifna B'Yom. Who's really Tzanua? A person who goes to the bathroom at night in the same place he goes during the daytime. Meaning the daytime you have to go far away so people don't see you. And at night he does the same thing, even though he doesn't have to. Okay. So Mara says, Eini, B'Om Rav Yehuda Marav, La'olam Yani Godem Esatzmu Shachris V'Arvis K'dei Shalei Yitzorek L'Srachik. Right? That a person should go to the bathroom morning and evening, and it was early in the morning and late at night, so he doesn't have to be misrachik, he doesn't have to go far away, right? V'su, and another thing that we learned, Rava b'yamama v'yoslad mil, Rava would in the daytime, if he had to go to the bathroom, would be marchik a meal. B'layla, right, omer l'shame panuli duchta berchove the masa. At night, he wouldn't go where he was in the daytime. He wouldn't go far away, he didn't have to. Go right in the way in the middle of the city. Go see if anybody's around. I have to go to the bathroom. So it says that if you're tzanua, you go as far away in the day at nighttime as if you go in the daytime. Here we see that these Amoraim didn't. They didn't go far away in the nighttime. If they had to go to the bathroom in the nighttime, they went close by. Not the same place they went in the daytime. And they were tznuin. Where it says, Lo tema b'makom ela ema kederosh nifne b'yom. Not in the same place. You don't have to be in the same place. Obviously, you don't have to go as far away at night when nobody can see you as in the daytime where you can be seen. So that's not what it says. Ela, you say kederosh. The same way that you're noheg tznius in the daytime is the same way you're noheg tznius at night. Doesn't have to be in the same place. Same distance. But the same demeanor. The makom shenifne b'yom misrachik when they are the v'layla can b'yom. That's what the halamin of the Gemara was. That you have to go far away from people at night as much as in the daytime, even though at night you can't be seen. Yanig adam atzmo lefano shachris kodem ayom. Person should accustom himself to go to the bathroom shachris before it gets light. The arvis mishe and night and an evening after it gets dark. You see that if it's night, either early in the morning or after sunset, you don't have to go far away. Right? That's what the mile of going to the bathroom at those times, you don't have to start schlepping out into the fields. Go and see the people aren't around, and so I'm secluded and go to the bathroom. Not that you have to go to the same place. Your vade can go closer to the city because nobody can see you. It's dark. But kederosh niftem biyom le'inyan pirua tefa utfachayim kedamrin perke kamoi umiyusho kedamrin le'el, that you should act, the demeanor, the way you go to the bathroom in the daytime should be the same way as you go, the same way you go at nighttime should be the same way you go in the daytime. Meaning, you shouldn't uncover yourself too much, not in the front, not in the back, more than necessary, and you should sit down, not stand up. So you should conduct yourself sanua at night, just like in the daytime. But enachinami, you don't have to go and be far away in the nighttime as much as in the daytime. Ravashi omer afilu tema b'makom. Ravashi says, even you could say that what's it called, that the same place that you have to go at in the daytime is the same place you have to go at night, right? And it's talking, Rashi says, the Karen Zavis, im yesh Karen Zavis, samach, tzarech listalik shom b'layla, kibiyom, v'lo yifne begoli. Right? That if you have a place where you're not seen, it's a corner, where you're obstructed, people can't see you, right? So, just like in the daytime you go to that place, at night, even though it's dark, you should go to the same place. Now, to go out in the field at night, and I'm not triach you to go out in the field, right, because you can't be seen anyway. But if in the daytime you have a place where you can't be seen, right, and it's close by, but you can't be seen because there's an obstruction, so at night, where you're allowed to go close by, right, even though people can't see you, at least go behind that obstruction, which is like you would do in the daytime. Okay, we're not mechayiv to be marchik balayla, but if it's easy to be hidden, then hide yourself the same way at night as you would during the daytime. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Marav la'olam yani godem esasma shachris v'arvis kidei shlo yitzorech lisrachik. Person should accustom himself to going to the bathroom morning. Get himself in the habit of going in the morning before it gets light and at night after it gets dark, in order that he shouldn't have to go out in the fields where he can't be seen. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa that says the same thing. Benaze omer, hashkem vitzei, hare vitzei. Get up early and go out to the bathroom, and what's it called, in the evening go to the bathroom. Kedei shel tisrachik, in order that you shouldn't have to go too far out and bother yourself, go out in the fields. Mishamesh v'shev, right? First be mishamesh, right? They used to touch the places where they would go to the bathroom easier, touch the openings of their body, right, and that would induce them to be able to, that everything should come out. So first, manipulate yourself there, and then sit down, and don't sit down first and then start manipulating yourself. Shekol hayoshev umemashmesh, if you sit down, and then you start to induce yourself to go to the bathroom by manipulating the area. Afilu osin kshofim baspam yevoyim alav. It's very bad for magic spells against you. Right? If they do magic spells in aspamya, right, it's going to affect you. Right? In other words, you become a receiver, receiving station for kshofim, for bad magic spells. V'i anshi v'yosiv. What if you forgot and you sat down already? And you're ready, now you, what's it called, you started to massage yourself or whatever. So what should you do? The anshi v'yosev yaka mishamesh, my takanti, what should you do? Ki koi le mohochi. So you should say the following. When you get up, you should say the following. Lo li, lo li, lo tochim, v'lo tachtim, lo hani, v'lo mehani, lo charshi, d'charsha, v'lo charshi, d'charshasa. It's an incantation. You should say, not to me, not to me. In other words, this way you get the what's it called, the kshofim that you became the receiving station for, you get to push them away. Ashbami is a place, I don't know if it's Spain, name of a place far into Chutzlar, or far away from Babel, to Rashi. Mishamesh b'tzror o b'kisim l'ftoach nekovin. They used to use a rock or a piece of straw, right, a splinter, in order to stimulate, that's a good word, stimulate their exits, the openings of the body. Kidamrim Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that was a way of stimulating the openings that a person should then be able to go to the bathroom easier. Lashon Acher, Mishamesh Hamoshav. You should clean off the toilet seat, right? Shelo Yehei Meluchlach. It shouldn't be dirty. Before you sit down, check and see if the person before you didn't dirty the toilet seat. Okay? The Lashon Rishon Hagel. The first Lashon fits into the Gemara better, Rashi says, Dim Kein Lamele Mishum Kshafim. Forget about Kshafim. What does the magic have to do with it? Right? If you sit down, right, before you check, you made the mistake, forget about the incantations, your clothes are all dirty from sitting up where somebody else dirtied the seat. Typically, Kivin Shiyoshim, Farmeluch Lachim Begodim, Mayosh Mishmusha. What's going to help that? So, the idea is, check the seat before you sit down. That has nothing to do with magic. That's a very simple thing, and it doesn't help if you didn't check to do say any incantations, right? So it's more mashma that it means not check the seat, but stimulate yourself before you sit down, not after, because stimulating yourself after you sit down makes you a receiving station for kshatim. Lo hani velo mehan, lo tochim velo tach, lo li, lo tuchlu li, don't have any power over me. Lo tochim velo tachtim, heim shemos hakshofim asuim aidei tachtonios. Lo tochim and tachtim and tochim are the names of the shadim, or the kshofim, the magic, that the incantations that people say that have power over people that don't conduct themselves properly in the bathroom. Lo hani velo mehani, lo kulam mitzosim, not them and not some of them. Lo charshi de charsha, lo charshi de charsha, so lo mechashefos mechashev zohar, lo mechashefos mechashev, not from male magicians or female magicians. Lo shenacher, lo hani velo mehani, lo yitzlach velo yoel od mechashefos. Lo hani velo mehani can be from them, or it can be mahani. Mahani means to help. Right? I don't want them, and I want them to be successful. So either way is the pshat, that's the incantation that a person says if he became a receiving station for shofim by sitting down before he stimulated.